I want to learn more about what the Prince's Trust are up to in West Norfolk. Brilliant organisation. Helping young adults 16 to 25 who are not in employment, education or training. We're going to chat to Chris Simmons, who's actually Youth Development Manager with Norfolk Fire and Rescue Services, who knows quite a bit about this. And I've seen teams of young adults, in fact, participating in this at North Lynn Fire Station over the years. I'm guessing they're doing what we're about to talk about.
That's right. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Good morning. How are you doing?
We're very good. How do you become part of this program then?
So with the Fire and Rescue Service, we've been actually delivering this Prince's Trust team program for quite about 20 years, I think, around the county. And in King's Lynn, we deliver it from the North Lynn Fire Station. And essentially, it's a program for young people to help them get back into education, employment, training, to give them a bit of a nudge if they're kind of in that situation where they're just kind of lost or just don't know what to do, not sure about their next step. So it's something that we've been doing for quite a while. But we're recruiting at the moment, so really looking for some young people to come and join us.
So it's not necessarily about a young adult wanting to join the fire service per se.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. This is a national program, the Prince's Trust team program. It just so happens that in Norfolk we deliver it, which means that we can add on lots of extra fun stuff to the program itself by doing some work on fire stations and doing some really exciting drills and working with our excellent firefighters. But essentially, at the heart of it, we're delivering this national program, the Prince's Trust team program.
And there's lots of practical fun things, because I do remember whilst I was there at the fire station, it was happening. I took part, and it was a really eye-opening, some of the things that you were discussing with the teenagers and young adults.
Yeah, absolutely. Across the whole 12 weeks, the last 12 weeks is a full-time program, and throughout that 12 weeks, we do loads of amazing stuff with our young people. So we'll take them away on a residential, so we'll do like team-building exercises, abseiling, kayaking, orienteering, all that kind of stuff for a full week. So I'll give all the young people time to actually, get together and gel as a team. And then when we come back to King's Lynn, we'll set them a task of doing a community project. So they will themselves identify and raise funds for and deliver a project to benefit somewhere and someone or some people out there in the community. So this could be like a building a garden for a scout centre. It could be doing up a community hall, doing some work for an old folks home, anything like that at all. And then we keep them going and working on their CVs, working on their work experience skills. So we'll send them out on a couple of weeks of work experience, trying to find them something that's really interesting to them. So it's a proper packed 12 weeks of stuff, really, of exciting challenges and experiences to bring lots of young people together.
So there might be some youngsters listening, though, thinking, this sounds great, but it's not for me. But it's like a platter of opportunity, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, to be fair, that to join us, to make that first step is probably the hardest thing to do. But from all the learners who've been with us over the years, they've always said that, that was the most difficult thing for them to do, was to pick up that phone or make that email to us. But once they joined us, it was amazing. I don't want to blow our own trumpet too much, but lots of young people say this really has affected them and changed their life and given them that big nudge to go out and get back into employment or to figure out what they want to do with their lives and get into education. Yeah, I think it really does make a big old difference.
And I guess not only it improves their communication, how to work with others and leadership and job search skills, but also you're likely to make some friends for life at something like this, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly that. Each team can have up to, say, 15 young people. So it's around that kind of size, about a dozen young people. And yeah, they're all strangers when they meet on day one. But I can certainly tell you, by the time they get to the end of week 12, they're all great friends with each other. And many of them just go on to hang out for a long time after that as well. So yeah, it's a great way of meeting new people, new like-minded people as well, who obviously, want to join the program as well. But they're very similar, got a similar kind of outlook.
And as Youth Development Manager, how does it make you feel when you see a young lad or young girl come in and then they leave 12 weeks later almost a different person?
No, it's quite amazing. It really is brilliant. I mean, we've got, within our teams, we've got team leaders over in King's Lynn, and we run it from Dereham and we run it in Norwich as well. And it's those guys that really do all the work. They hold the hands of those young people. They support them across that 12 weeks to make sure that they can achieve something amazing by the end of it. And yeah, it is pretty incredible when we get to the end, and it's all hugs and all tears when we have to say goodbye. But you know, that's why we do it, because we want to do it again and get in another bunch of young people.
Yeah, wow, sounds amazing. So the Prince's Trust team program with Norfolk Fire and Rescue is a 12-week personal development course for 16 to 25 year olds, not an employment, education or training, and it doesn't affect any benefits like that. So it's all good news. How do you sign up?
The easiest way is if you get in touch with us. You can either go to our website or where's the contact details. You can email us or phone us and then talk to a team leader. They can give you all the information, all the details. And then really that's the best way. Find out if it suits you, and if it suits you, come and join us.
And if you know someone it suits as well, you can listen to this interview again on our podcast page. Just click radiowestnorfolk.co.uk and the link to the Prince's Trust program is on there too.